Sky Sports Radio with the latest winning info right now on Racing HQ.
It is Racing HQ at 13 minutes to 10. Well, the last time we saw Damien Lane ride anywhere in Australia was in fact in Sydney. He won a horse called Top Striker for Greg Hickman back on April 20 at Randwick. And since then, he's ridden in Japan, and didn't he make an absolute treat of that? And he's back home, and I thank him for joining us this morning. Morning to you, Damien.
Good morning, Andrew.
Welcome, mate. What a thrill it must have been in Japan.
Yeah, it was great. I worked with a really good manager there and a really good trainer, and I got very well looked after and got some great opportunities and had a really good time.
Was it the first time you'd been there?
What? Yeah.
Yeah. I know timing's everything, and a couple of people told me that one of the leading jockeys got a suspension or something like that. But as soon as you hit the ground sort of riding a few winners, which I guess you have to do when you just new there.
Yeah, of course. And like I said, because I got teamed up with a couple of people that were in the with a good translator and a good manager, I was sort of already well respected. And the trainer I was working with, Mr. Hurry, I rode two winners for him straight away on the Sunday, which was such a big help. And from there, it just sort of snowballed. And like you said, Christoph Lemaire was suspended my first, 2 weeks into me being there. And I was very fortunate to pick up a lot of his rides. As it said, things snowballed, and things went really well.
How different is it riding in Japan, Damien, compared to back here in Australia?
Yeah, it's a little bit different. They're probably more sort of go a good gallop and let the horses run a bit. In a way it's different, but in a way it's very similar as well.
And is the biggest thing the crowds?
Yeah, the crowds are massive. Obviously, the JRA own the tote and they don't have off-site betting, so it's very similar to the Hong Kong model in a sense where the people go to the races to bet, and they just get massive turnouts, and they do love their racing. They really do. And, they do get it's creates a great atmosphere at the races.
I was going to say, mate, it's very hard when you've won a good race like you were fortunate to do, and to come back, and some of the vision, they're just waving stuff in the air. It must be just fantastic.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, they really love their racing. You know, they love supporting certain horses, and they love supporting certain trainers and certain jockeys. You know, they'll have banners hanging over the fence saying, "Go Tomomichi Stable," or whatever trainer they like to go and support. So it is quite different in that respect. Here we get a lot of people going for the social side of it, but they go because they genuinely love their racing.
Yeah, I understand. Is it something you want to go back and do again?
Yeah, I'd love to. I'd love to go back at some stage and do it again. I really enjoyed it. And I think a big thing for me was I met a lot of people and made a lot of connections with trainers and owners that hopefully I can build on leading into the future.
Have you got to reapply, or was the license that you had, the option is to go back automatically again when you want to?
So I'll have to reapply. I just had the 2 months that I got given this year, and so I'll be eligible to apply for 3 months next year if I want to go back. So I'll just see how things work out. I might maybe look to go a similar sort of time when it gets a little bit quieter in our season.
Understand. Is it something that you want to do more of, or you, England or Hong Kong or any of that sort of stuff, or do you want to stay home now?
I'll just, for the immediate future, I'm just looking to knuckle down back in Melbourne and have a really successful spring, work hard and sort of look, hopefully find some opportunities here, and then I'll have to think about that a bit later down the track.
Yeah, it's, you as I said a number of times, Damien, you went to Japan and you rode, I think one of your last, or in fact your last ride was at a meeting that we showed on Sky and broadcasted here on the radio station. It was a Japan-graded Group 1. I don't think it was an international Group 1, but listening to the call, I wish the caller got a bit more excited. I think I was up and about looking at it, and the caller was pretty low-key considering it was a big Group 1 for you.
Yeah, it was a different sort of setup that, because it was a race run through the NAR, which is the what they call the country circuit that they race from Monday to Friday. So the meetings you might see on Sky 2 sometimes, Tokyo City Cobra and the Kawasaki. And when they have their big meetings, their big races, the JRA trainers can run their horses there. So I was riding a JRA horse, but and then. Also, I believe, I'm not sure that caller was actually employed by the racing club. He might have been employed by Sky Racing.
Okay, righto.
That was all a bit unusual, but
it was
a great experience nonetheless.
Well, it was a big win, mate, because I reckon around the bend we were all figured back here watching it thinking, come on, Damien, let's get cracking. But in the end, you won it easy, mate.
Yeah, as I said, I was on a very good horse from the JRA. I think the first, you know, two or three in the market were JRA horses.
Right.
And they went so quick on the night. I was always confident he was gonna make up some good ground late.
Damien, we're talking, just wrapping it up with Damien Lane, who's back in town. So what's the plan, mate? When do you want to start riding again?
I rode my first morning track work this morning. I just looked to do a couple of weeks. Back into it. I'm aiming for the first week of August to be back race riding.
Okay, so the first week of August, just get the body back and things like that. And it is a different sort of feel in Victoria now. We won't go into Darren Weir, but those horses have spread far and wide now. Is that the plan, to maybe link in with a few that you've ridden in the past?
Yeah, hopefully. Before I went away, I had a very, very good circle of trainers I was riding for, Elliot and Zara as usual, and I did a bit with the James Cummings stable here, and also Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace. So hopefully I can link back up with those sort of stables and just work hard and hopefully find a few opportunities.
Well, you made a fist of it, mate. I know I've been a pest trying to get you on a couple of times, but it was really more just for the listeners to reflect, hear from you just on how successful it was, mate. Well done on Japan, and I hope it's a successful spring coming ahead.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Good on you. Appreciate it.